Blog Talk Radio.
Harder than a fantasy, lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire. Feeling the catastrophe, but she knows she can fly away.
Welcome, welcome. It's the Russell Price Morning Show. It's networking on the radio. It's hosted by America's hardest working man in marketing, a.k.a. Mr. Promo. We promote everything. We do it all. This is all about you networking on the radio. This morning, we got a special guest coming up, Veronica Jones. She's going to be talking to you about an event that's coming up. Before we get started, we want to thank our sponsors, Dr. Bruford, the renowned dentist. His office is on 14th and U Street. Also, we want to thank Savannah Fallervance, Night Spot on Georgia Avenue, and also Tori's Restaurant on Georgia Avenue, 7th and D Street, Northwest. We have many, many sponsors and many, many people to support us. Also, we want to talk about our Black Card holders and our upcoming event, the Black History Networking event, Speed Networking on February 26th. You've got to be there. It's going to be at the Golden Corral. Go to www.bethermagazine.com and click on events, and you'll see the biggest event for Black History Month, Living Legacy Awards. We're going to be talking about people who made a difference in this town and are still living. Don't wait till you have to leave here to be recognized. We want to make sure that you are getting the best recognition that you can get and your business is surviving to the fullest. This is all about you. It's all about you. The number here is 347-637-1577. Also, if you don't know it, it's Black History Month. Black History Month. Black History Month is a month that we celebrate every year. It's a short month, however, it's an important month because it recognizes the history of the African Americans. And we have a history that is beyond compare. Our history is so profound that if you don't understand it, then you're going to mess around here and forget it. But this is all about you. It's all about you networking on the radio. I'm your host, Russell Price. I'm the hardest working, America's hardest working man in marketing, a.k.a. Mr. Promo. We promote your business, your event, your product. We drive people to websites and put people in seats. Welcome aboard. Welcome aboard. Veronica, are you on the air?
Yes, I am, sir. How are you?
I'm doing better than good, better than good. We feel necessary. Welcome to the It's All About You Networking on the Radio. Tell us what you're about and who you are.
My name is Veronica Johnson-Jones. I am the owner of a nonprofit organization called Favor One, LLC. We're based out of Clinton, Maryland. Been in the business for a while. My background is really basically radio for 25 consecutive years. And Favor One has joined forces in with Paul Anthony, who will be joining us pretty soon.
Come on. How are you?
Paul, is Paul there?
Yes, ma'am. Good morning.
Okay, good morning. Good morning. We have collaborated with the Paul Anthony Foundation, and Paul can tap on that just a little bit. But the Paul Anthony Foundation is really personal to me because the Paul Anthony, we tried to do something a couple years ago, maybe back in 2012, when we hosted the Successful Journey of Black Entrepreneurship, and we kind of reconnected again in 2014. So we are business partners. We're more like brothers and sisters, and we're just doing great things. I mean, we're just doing a lot. We got a lot on the calendar for 2015. We have a lot of giving back opportunities. And we just hosted a successful journey of Black entrepreneurship on January 18th, 2015. It was on a Sunday. It was a sold-out event. It was very, very, very successful. So it is a roving tour that we take this event to other Black cities, such as Atlanta, and we're looking at Los Angeles, as well as the Tidewater area. So, you know, it's all about giving back and helping the Paul Anthony Foundation to find a cure for cancer. And every ticket that is purchased, $1 goes towards his foundation. So we got a lot. We're doing a lot. And I'm going to let Paul tap on some things as well.
Yeah, so Mr. Paul, I like that. I didn't intend to say hello to you, sir.
How are you? Fantastic. Give us what the foundation is about and what's right. Your goals are for 2015.
Absolutely. First of all, my name is Paul Anthony. I'm one of the members of the Grammy Award-winning production and songwriting team. Been in the business well over 50 years. Worked with Tyler Bell, Ellen James, NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, the most party winning too. People really, really know us for. And also Chance of Champions, sharing my dream with the world a few years ago for the award-winning show on TV One, Unsung. Soon to be seen on Unsung as well. And my brothers Bo Legaloo, B. Fry, and cousins Baby, Jerry, and Shy Shy, and Kirk, all aligned for the assignment. MDS and my leukemia and eventually a trans. The purpose is to enhance lives, and that's what we've been doing with the Paul Anthony Foundation. We've been doing a lot in terms of just sending the word about being proactive.
Are you speaking into the phone, sir?
Yes, I am. Am I coming out?
Okay.
Oh, that's better. Yeah. Much better. Yeah.
Okay.
Hello?
Okay.
Is that better?
And so, yeah, that's better. Yeah, go ahead. What do you have coming up right now?
Yeah, well, what we have coming up right now is exactly what mentioned. We have a few other honorings for Black entrepreneurs in various cities around the United States, and that's going to do wonderful things, you know, to take care of people and just honor those of all ages. House, 20th anniversary, tour, play, and everyone in the cast that we're going to do. While doing that, doing some there, doing some health and wellness initiatives as well. And things coming up. There's a few of the main things that when you go on to our various websites.
Excellent. We're going to take a break and we come back. I want Veronica to touch upon how she was inspired to start this organization and this company and this 501c. We'll be right back. This is All About You Networking on the Radio. We'll be right back.
Hey, Paul.
Ronnie?
Yes. Come on. Hey, Paul.
You couldn't hear me?
No, you were breaking out. Sounded like you were in a tunnel. I don't know what it was. That's why I text you.
Fire, Veronica Jones, tell us about how you got started and what makes you inspiration on doing what you do?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, it's easy, especially if it comes from the heart. One of the things, one of the major things is that I have learned that, especially bringing out the successful journey of Black entrepreneurship, is that that is a prime example how the mom and pop businesses or shops, they're overlooked and they try very hard, as well as, you know, any business that's making 20, 25, you know, thousand a year, you know, and drawing in the revenue. I always wanted to either give back or help my sister or brother. And when I say helping my sister and brother, that doesn't mean just Black people in general. That's everybody. That's everybody that God has made. And that's what really, really, you know, compelled me to start Favor One and to give back.
Excellent. Well, I'm familiar with some of your work because I've been involved with some of your work, and I've come to your award ceremonies, and I've even hosted it one time, but it's one of the hosts that spoke speech with the awards, and you do an excellent job. You're well-connected. Your heart's in the right place. And someone who's in the business myself, I've been doing this over 35 years, it's not easy. It's not easy to, number one, to be an event planner, number one, to put on events. Be There Magazine has been very fortunate over the last 30 years to connect with mostly individuals who are about something. And that's what it's mm-hmm. about right now. We're going to the next level with the Black Card and making sure that people have what they need to succeed. You need to succeed. Right. This is 2015, and if you don't succeed now, you're not going to succeed. It's no longer a game. So what you're doing is so profound because it gives recognition to people, and people need recognition. And if you don't know what they do or you don't know who they are, then their stuff goes in vain. That's why Unsung is such an awesome TV show, because people can look at those people and see where they came from.
Absolutely.
Right.
They know what they did, you know what I mean? So this is Black History Month, and I want to also reiterate that we're having the Black History Speed Networking on the 26th at the Golden Corral. And every year we give out the Living Legacy Award. These are people who are alive. It's one thing to die, but when you're still alive and people don't know what you do, it's pitiful. It's really a disgrace to have all that work that, like you say, is unsung and nobody knows. So every year we got the Living Legacy Award. People who are alive and their legacy are still living. Give us, the gentleman is on right now. Tell us about your background and how you got started.
Myself and my brothers were full force. We started singing on the street when we were like 10 and 11 years old. In my household, singing wasn't an option. Dad said, this is what you're going to do. So he would routinely wake us up, and we'd get on the train and head on up to 125th Street, Lenox Avenue. We'd get off the train around, I'd say, 8 o'clock. He'd drop the hat, and we'd sing for the next hours. We'd be singing in the subway, you know, the three, myself, Paul, Anthony, Lou, and Bia. And that's how we started. And quite often, that's how we ate that night sometimes. And then if we got enough money, we'd be able to go to the Apollo and see all these groups. And that's when I first saw the Godfather of Soul, James Brown. That's when I saw Patti LaBelle, and, you know, being amateurs under the stage, waiting for our turn to come on stage and show the way God makes it happen. Because then to know that we've produced the last album for the Godfather of Soul, and we produced Patti LaBelle, I mean, it really moves us. So that's how we started, and then we kept grinding at it through high school, through college, got with our cousins, and I got my bachelor's degree in accounting during the process. And we first got our first break when we co-wrote and produced a rap record by our group UTFO named Roxanne. It was a huge hit. Then right after that, we didn't wait. We came back with another hit and put another group together called Lisa Lisa and Cult Jam. There were all those hits, and the rest is history. And we just kept going on and on. So that's how we started. Never give up. Never settle. That's our motto.
You said something so profound. You said that you went out with your brothers in the subways and different places on the street, and you dropped the hat. Tell us about dropping the hat. Is that really an opportunity where you can make money? Give us a ballpark figure of how much you made per day, the most amount of money you made by dropping the hat per day.
Well, my father, he would drop the hat, and we would sing, and people would stop and give coins. I think the most we made, and we're going back a whole lot of years now, 40-something years, but I think the most we've made, which is incredible for us, it was like, I think, $475. So if you're talking about three kids at the age of, you know, I was 10, Lou was 11, no, 12, 11 and 8, and we're singing the subway for hours, and we're just watching coins turn into dollar bills, and dollar bills turn into tens because we rehearsed vehemently and kept at it. So when my father, and we was like, oh my God, we couldn't believe, we knew we made it right then and there. And then we went down, we got something to eat, went to the Apollo. I remember when the first time I went to the Apollo, the headliner was a good friend, but at the time was a woman named Gladys Knight. And then opening up for her was the Delphonics. And way at the bottom of the marquee was this little group in small letters called the Jackson Five. You know, and that was my learning experience. But yeah, that was incredible time for us. You know,
that's all.
In the days, in today's society, with all the media, the internet, the aspect of American Idol, all these aspects of how music is made today, technology, you can do things that you don't even have to really sing. If an individual could really, really sing and had raw talent, could they do that today, go on the street and drop the hat?
The answer is absolutely. The answer is absolutely. I know no limits, so I'm always, I don't believe in can or would have, could have, or should have. Of course you can, because the real talent comes through. And it's a good point that you raised all that up. I was just talking to an executive, you know, all the technology and the YouTube and the, yeah. Listen, nothing beats a good song. Nothing beats a great voice. And thank God that right now the kids have access, because the kids want the purity. They're purists. They want the real, and it's there. We just have to guide them to go get the right information, but they want it. So music is getting back to real songs. And, I mean, there's a musical colonic going on right now, and thank God it's time. But there's a flushing out. It's getting back to real melodies, real songs, and real time. So, yeah, so long as that's coming, with all the technology going on in the world, you can walk down the street of 42nd Street in New York City and see somebody really singing and really blowing, yeah, you're going to drop your 5 and 10. I've seen it all the time, all the time.
Wow.
That's excellent, because I'm from the old school Philadelphia. Philadelphia sound. And we still in the corner sung songs years ago. You know, it was doo-wop. Had no, synthesizers, or you had no way of faking it. You had to be a cappella. You had to sing. You had to harmonize. And that's how guys in Philadelphia got discovered. They stood in the corner. There was a movie out with I think his name is
Lyman.
Well, he had this movie out. These white boys, they were singing, you know, on the corner. And they got to be real famous, you know, out of Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And the Italian guy. And also, you had the situations where we stood on the corner, you know, and everybody was doo-wopping back then, you know. So you had to, you know, that was the whole way that it went down, you know. And so to hear you speak as a young man,
yes, sir,
and know that you came through that same era and the way your brothers did, it's really enlightening, and people need to hear this. So this show, when they hear this show over and over again on the archives, you're going to inspire a lot of young people to know that, hey, if you can sing, there's nothing tops being able to sing, you know, and that's the whole key. If you got talent and you're important enough to sing, then you can do that. So we're going to take another break. When we come back, I want Veronica to come back and tell us about how she got with you and other artists, and how she really has a passion for bringing forth people like yourself to be seen, because she's a sincere individual when it comes to making sure that people get discovered and people get exposed to you. I'm saying she truly is on fire. We'll be right back with Veronica Jones.
Hey, Paul. Paul. Hey, Paul.
She's on fire. She's on fire. Veronica, tell us about why it's so important, the works that you do.
Wow. Gosh, it's just a passion. It's just, you know, it's the first thing is, and I hope you don't mind, but I am really, really religious and connected to God. I tried doing a lot of things in the past without him, and it failed. And then I just, you know, I just didn't know he was there waiting on me the whole time. All I had to do was just trust him and believe in him and have the faith that is done. And all of a sudden, you know, I saw the light. And seeing the light is, you know, like I mentioned before, is helping people. Paul's probably going to touch on some things that I had said to them when we brought them down to participate at the Walter Reed 9/11 event. And I brought them down. They did an awesome show at the event. And then we went to Radio 1 and we went to Carolina Kitchen. And from that point, we were just connected. I saw a whole that was like would take my or move in my professionalism to help Paul and to help Paul where he was going. Paul Anthony is just unbelievable. He's about the most humble man I've ever met in my life, other than my husband. But he's very, very humble, very, very welcoming. When my wheels start turning, I can just throw in 10 or 15 things in one day, and he's like, okay, all right. And the connection just, to me, it just came from God. To him, it came from God. And we always, Paul and I got this thing that God's got to be at the helm, because we know that if he's first, we're not going to fail. And, you know, I love being connected to people like Paul, that is very humble. And this is not the end. I mean, we're just, you know, he's connected to a lot of celebrities. My radio friends, as well as radio people, artists that I have met during my era in the radio industry, you know, we're just all trying to make it and just be connected and just keep going and bring unique things that are not, you know, that is not happening. And one of the things I want to touch on, one of the things that we're going to do with the Paul Anthony Foundation, first of all, our company came up with Paul Anthony's going to staple the DMV. This is going to be his second home. So that means that, you know, and I'm just telling the radio listeners and radio world that you're going to see more of him. We're going to hammer him. This is going to be his second home in terms of his fundraising. We got a surprise that we can't mention right now that he's going to be part of. I mean, he's just going to be in the DMV more. This is our home. I own this city. I feel like I do, Russell, because I'm just everywhere. So just be on the lookout for that.
Well, you started out by saying something that was really interesting. You said, I hope you don't mind.
Uh-huh.
He's up here, and I listened to that when you first said that, and I said, "This is like an oxymoron. You never have to mind about God. God is never a reason to apologize. Most people, you know, I don't know anybody that does not understand or love or have the respect for God when it comes to especially African Americans." I've been on this earth over 60 years, and I don't know one black atheist in my life. Never met one. You know what I'm saying? So when it comes to God, that's the reason why we're here. We are impacted by God. God is our driving force, and God is in you. you did a gospel aspect of a show at a church parking lot years back.
Mm-hmm.
I was there, and
yeah.
It was God all over the place. Even though there was a little weather challenge, God came
right.
through with some big bang. So God is a big influence in your life, and people
yes,
can
yes.
see it just by knowing you, just by being around you. Even myself, you know, I'm a walking advocate advertising for God. That's why I'm deemed America's hardest working man in marketing, a.k.a. I'm
right.
the promo. That comes from God. It doesn't come from anybody else. So what you're doing is God-driven. Never not believe that. We're going to take a break with closing statements from Paul and yourself. This is the Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you. It's networking on the radio. It's nothing like it on the planet. Where can you get this opportunity to network on the internet? And it's in the archives for a year. You can hear it anytime you want. This is a powerful, powerful aspect of the United States and the world today. We'll be right back.
Hey, Brian, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, okay. Well, you can hear me.
Yeah, I can hear you. How do you think everything's going? Everything's good?
Yeah,
we couldn't hear you, but I think
I was in a bad location.
Yeah. Last time. We're
going to
get a copy
back,
of
back,
it. So.
Welcome back. We're back on the air. First off, I want Paul to go first and give us your closing statement.
First of all, it's a wonderful way to start the morning. And I just want to close out by saying that everyone would have to reach one, each one, and teach one. And there's connectivity. I believe in energy and frequency, and we all have to rise to our highest good and know that you have to move like it's already done. Be positive, be confident, whatever you're reaching for, and move like it's already done. That's what works for me. That's what got me to where I am now. And there's so much more to go.
That's a good analogy, because you got to move like it's already done. You got to put it out there like it's done. Be There Magazine has been the vision before the vision. You have to see the vision before the vision. Veronica,
right.
Give us your closing statement.
My closing statement is always my closing statement. Always keep God first in anything that you do. Keep Him first, and always pray and fast and read your word. Get that direction from God, because it can, whatever you do, whatever you're involved in, whatever you're part of, just know that you need Him in everything, your family, your work, everywhere, traveling, everywhere. You know, you're not safe by yourself. So stay with God.
Excellent. We want to touch upon the upcoming event. Don't miss this one. It's going to be a big one. It's going to be Lottie Dottie, everybody. Lou Flew and the whole crew. It's going to be an opportunity for you to see people who are what they call living legacies. They have a living legacy. Also, you're going to be able to meet movers and shakers, people who are done things, that's doing things, and you're going to see new people who are coming up that basically are going to make a difference going forward for 2015. It's the Be There Magazine Black History Speed Networking at the Golden Corral, February 26th. It's going to be from 6 to 10 o'clock. Your meals included is $20 for the meal and the event. If you have a black card, it's a $5 rebate. Don't miss this one. It's going to be a big one. Spread the word. Let people know and come out and see people. If you love food, Golden Corral is unbeatable. It's undefeated when it comes to food. You cannot out-eat Golden Corral. Many have tried, and no one has defeated Golden Corral. As fast as you eat, they put food out. It's not, you'll never see an empty tray. It's if you are a food lover and wanting to become what they call a connoisseur of food, you can't beat Golden Corral. It's one of our sponsors. I need you there. February 26th. This is all about you. We'll see you on the radio every morning from 10 to 10:30. Thank you very much.